Amen. Hey, who's ready for a break? Me too, man. Me too. We are going to take a little bit of a break together in chapel this morning. We are in the middle of a semester where we're studying the Psalms, and the Psalms as a school of what? Prayer. And as you all know, prayer is a conversation that we have with God. And sometimes that conversation is a lot of words from us. And sometimes that conversation needs to also be God speaking to us. I want to invite that kind of a conversation this morning, and so we're going to practice that together. And I hope that it feels like the right way to start a break for you all, because I think it's the right way for me to start this break. So I want to invite you to do that. On Sunday, we were in Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 is one of the most famous parts of Scripture. It's a part of Scripture that you may have heard if you've never heard anything else in Scripture before. It's familiar to many, many people. But I want to approach it in a new way this morning, and I hope that God can speak to you through Psalm 23 in a new way as we approach it together. So we're going to read from Psalm 23 from the Message version of Scripture, so it sounds a little bit different than what we're used to. And we're also going to do kind of a meditative reading of it. We're not going to read it once, we're going to read it a few times, and part of that is because sometimes we need help quieting ourselves and listening to God. So I want you all, in order to quiet yourselves, to get in a position that helps you to clear your hearts and minds and to concentrate. So that means sit up straight, put your feet on the floor. We're going to take some deep breaths, all right? And I'm going to guide us through an opportunity to do some meditative reading on Psalm 23. So I'll give you instructions as we go. Don't be nervous. You're going to do fine. All right. Let's begin by breathing. Breathe deeply. Take anything that is distracting your mind and picture it before you. Then picture yourself handing those things to God. You can trust God with those things. Now, silently and slowly to yourself, I'd like you to read God's word as it shows up on the screen. Thank you. So again, take some time to breathe and rest in the presence of God. You've seen and read these words, now hear God's word. As I read it aloud for you. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. We're going to read this one more time. I'll read it aloud. You'll read along with me. And this time, choose one or two images or phrases that speak to you. What encourages you, or challenges you, or stirs you? If you want to write them down, write them down. If you want to just hold them in your heart and in your mind, then do that. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. So think about your image or phrase. Why did it jump out at you? Now speak to God about your response to that image or phrase. You may need to ask or confess or thank or even argue with God. God is big enough for whatever conversation you need to have. bring your conversation to a close and trust your thoughts and prayers to God. Let your mind and heart rest and just be in your shepherd's presence for a moment before we close. Grace and peace to you. Have a peaceful break.